In Russia, a four-year-old novel has caused an uproar. Blue Lard, by writer Vladimir Sorokin, includes a sex scene between clones of the former Soviet leaders Joseph Stalin and Nikita Khrushchev. When Moscow's Bolshoi Theater announced it would turn Blue Lard into an opera, a youth group promoting traditional Russian values protested. The group got a Moscow prosecutor to open a criminal case against Sorokin for disseminating pornography. Sorokin filed a countersuit. From the Russian capital, NPR's Lawrence Sheets has more on the story.
Vladimir Sorokin is in every way a literary iconoclast. While Russian intellectuals usually surround themselves with bulging bookshelves, Sorokin's Moscow apartment has a minimalist feel, not a book in sight in the living room. The 47-year-old former engineer wears his hair flowing down his back. He reveals a stutter as he reads from his controversial novel.
Stalin застонал. Хрущев осторожно расстегнул ему брюки.
A futuristic clone of Stalin moans in ecstasy as Khrushchev disrobes him, revealing Stalin's see-through black underwear. The scene then goes into painstaking sexual detail. The book's title, Goloboya Sala, translates as blue lard. In slang, it also means gay lard. It's a convoluted, phantasmagorical tale about the demise of Russian literature. Blue Lard also portrays Russian literary icons like Dostoevsky and Pasternak in degrading sexual situations. Today's Russia is awash in pornography, but Blue Lard was somehow too much for a youth group called Moving Together, a murky organization that supports President Vladimir Putin. When the group got word that the Bolshoi Theater was planning to stage an opera based on Sorokin's work, a member of the group complained to the authorities. Investigators ruled the novel pornographic, and a suit is now pending in a Moscow court. There are persistent rumors that Moving Together has ties to the Kremlin. The group won't reveal its sources of funding, but its stately headquarters and extensive recruitment network suggest wealthy backers. Literary critic Natalia Ivanova.
Maybe it is a group that is for Putin. Maybe it's a group that's against Putin because they compromised Putin very much, very much. If I would be the president, I would forbid not the Sorokin's books, but the movement Moving Together.
Sorokin thinks the case may be a trial balloon for authorities to test how much control they can exert over Russian culture.
This is, of course, very dangerous. It's like kicking someone and waiting to see if he responds. If he doesn't respond, then that means you can do it again.
But Kremlin officials have publicly denounced the case against Sorokin as inconsistent with free speech, and they say Moving Together's antics, including destroying copies of Sorokin's works, smack of Nazi-style book burnings. Boris Yakimenko is the ideological guru of Moving Together. He says his group is just trying to save young people from evil doers like Sorokin. Yakimenko holds up an excerpt from one of Sorokin's books.
Look at this. Out of 15 words, here are 9 profanities. In Russia, literature has always given people answers they can't find in everyday life. When a young person is just discovering literature and they read Sorokin's vulgarity, it's like showing them a porno film. After Sorokin, they'll think Chekhov is boring and uninteresting.
Literary critic Natalia Ivanova laughs at comparisons between Chekhov and Sorokin, whom she dismisses as a mediocre talent. She calls his 15 published works thematically repetitive.
For me, it is just a dull literature, just very, very dull. As a literary critic, I understand that he explores the same method, the same cliché, the same stereotypes. For me, it's just reading one or two pieces of his works. For me, it's okay, I understand, it's enough.
Ivanova says Sorokin should thank Moving Together for transforming him from a writer on the fringes of the Russian literary scene into a household word. She notes that since the group went on the warpath against Sorokin, sales of his books have shot up 600%. Sorokin says he doesn't need such PR, but he does see something else positive in the case against him, a resurgence of interest in literature.
This case is a sign of the beginning of a renaissance in Russian literature. In Russia, when politics settle down, literature begins to rise up, and good authors are published more and more, and trash less and less. And that makes me happy.
In Soviet times, it wasn't unusual to see a teenager ensconced in a dog-eared copy of War and Peace while riding the Moscow subway. In the chaos of the post-Soviet breakup, cheap detective novels were all the rage as Russians caught up on what they'd missed behind the Iron Curtain. And whatever critics think of Sorokin's writings, they agree Russians are rediscovering innovative literature and its role in society. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.